It's time for Fitter Happier.
Fitter Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Now, you probably know that yesterday was Valentine's Day, but did you know that it was also National Condom Day? Coordinated in WA by Sexual Health Quarters, National Condom Day is a statewide campaign promoting healthy sexual relationships, safe sex, and the importance of consent. As well as preventing unplanned pregnancy, condoms provide protection against STIs such as gonorrhea. Rates of gonorrhea are rising, especially among heterosexual men and women in the Perth metropolitan area. The latest stats show there were more than 3,600 cases of gonorrhea in WA in the year ending September 2017, up 16% on the previous 12 months. Joining us to tell us all about the disease, its testing and treatment, is the Medical Director at Sexual Health Quarters, Dr. Rochelle Douglas. Good morning, Rochelle.
Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for joining us on the MAG.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, can you tell us about what National Condom Day is all about?
Well, as you already said, Sexual Health Quarters coordinates National Condom Day as an annual statewide campaign, and it's really an ideal opportunity to promote healthy sexual relationships, to remind people about how important it is to get and give consent to sexual activity, and also about keeping people safe, so using condoms and ensuring that you have a conversation about contraception and safe sex as well. So this year we, yesterday, handed out a whole lot of free condoms. We also handed out cake because our 2008 theme is Got Cake, and the acronym stands for Consent, Ask First, Keep Safe, and Every Time. So we always encourage people to give consent for sexual activity, and obviously giving consent means having to not be too drunk, not be under the influence of drugs, and to be able to adequately make those informed decisions.
I think cake is a very good way of getting people involved in pretty much anything, so that's a really good decision there. Now, are you finding that there aren't enough people practicing safe sex? Is that why this push is going to come about?
Well, I think the rates of gonorrhea have increased in Perth dramatically. Sure. They've increased across the whole of Western Australia. So as you said, the rates over the last 12 months have gone up 16%, but actually they've gone up more than 50% from the previous five-year mean.
Wow.
So it's actually
That's quite huge.
And it's not typically gonorrhea hasn't been seen in heterosexual females or males in the metropolitan areas, but these are the areas where now we're seeing the biggest increases. We're seeing the biggest increase, like, so 45% of cases in Western Australians seem to be between the ages of 20 and 29. So it's becoming really common, and it's easily preventable by using condoms. So as part of my role as medical director, I think it's very important to research things like the best flavoured condom. And the best flavoured condom in the world apparently is strawberry. There's also, in America, I don't know if they're available in Australia, but there's bacon-flavoured condoms as well as cannabis-flavoured condoms.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Why am I not surprised?
So there's no excuse for not using a condom.
I don't want to... Yeah, okay, we won't talk about the type of research that goes into that. Can you tell us about the disease itself? What is gonorrhea? How common is it?
So gonorrhea is a sexually transmitted infection caused by a bacteria called Neisseria gonorrhea. You can get it by having unprotected vaginal, oral or anal sex with an infected person. I mention oral sex because we are seeing more gonorrhea in the throat now.
Okay.
And a lot of people think that they can get away with not using a condom for oral sex with a new partner. But you really, if you've got a new partner, either you both get tested prior to having sex without a condom, or you ensure that you use a condom every time for every kind of sex.
Yeah. So clearly a lack of awareness there is part of the issue with the rise of the disease.
Well, clearly people are having more sex without condoms, but I'm not really sure why they're doing
that. Why is it a problem if it's left untreated?
Well, gonorrhea can cause major problems with fertility in men and in women. In women, it can cause pelvic inflammatory disease, which causes infertility, but also pain in the pelvis and other conditions as well associated with that. Pregnant women, if they have gonorrhea during pregnancy, can actually pass it on to their babies, and the babies can develop blindness from it. In rare cases, gonorrhea infection can affect the joints, it can affect the brain, and very, very rarely death. But gonorrhea itself is a major cause of infertility, and I think that's the main thing that we need to try to prevent.
So if someone has this STI, this disease, gonorrhea, how do they get treated for it?
Well, it's really easy. We just treat it with two tablets called azithromycin orally, and we give an injection in the bottom of ceftriaxone. So
that is easy.
It's very easy, and it's easily treatable. We do recommend that if you've got gonorrhea, it's easily treatable with those antibiotics. We wait for 2 weeks and do a proof of cure, because there is some growing antibiotic resistance to the gonorrhea bug. So we encourage condom use or no sex at hospital for the 2 weeks after you've been treated. And the big important thing is also about contact tracing. So if you've got an infection, gonorrhea or any other kind of STI, it's important to let your partners know.
Yeah.
And you can do this anonymously online if you want to, or you can tell them face to face so that they can go and get tested and treated as well.
Sure. And I guess best to see a GP if you're thinking you may have some of the symptoms.
Yeah, so gonorrhea itself most of the time doesn't actually cause symptoms at all. And
right.
I think that's the important message to get across to people, is that you don't know you've got it until you go and get tested.
Right.
If you have symptoms such as burning when you wee, if you're a guy, or if you're a woman and you get pain in the lower abdomen area, or you get some funny bleeding patterns with your period, or if you get bleeding after intercourse, they're all concerning symptoms that you need to go and see a GP or come into SHQ and see one of our doctors and nurses about. So gonorrhea itself can cause symptoms, but most of the time it doesn't. Getting tested for it is really simple as well.
Okay. What else can people do to protect themselves and others from gonorrhea?
Well, as I said before, using condoms every time, making mm-hmm. sure that if you do are having sex that you actually get tested. So for young people, we recommend getting tested every 12 months. And if you're a man who has sex with other men without condoms, or you're changing partners more frequently, then getting tested every 3 months or so, depending on your risk, is really important.
Sure. So that regularity of testing, I guess, is what we're talking about here. Not just kind of waiting if you feel something different about it, just make it a regular habit, say every 12 months.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's actually so easy to get tested. SHQ, we offer a drop-in clinic Monday to Thursday. All the GPs can do it as well in Perth. Basically, for a man, you just need to pee in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And for a woman, you can take your own swab from the vaginal area. The doctor doesn't even need to examine you most of the time. So
okay.
It's only if you've got symptoms that we examine you. And if you haven't got any symptoms, it's as simple as peeing in a cup or taking your own swab.
So National Condom Day also is about promoting the importance of consent. And that's obviously a conversation we're having now as a society with all the online campaigns we're kind of seeing about consent, about what that is, where those lines are drawn, and maybe redrawn as well, and our understanding of those things. Can you tell us more about the importance of consent itself?
Look, to me, this is a really important area, and I think it starts from the beginning. So we need to talk to young people, children in schools, about healthy relationships early on. And giving consent actually is an active process. It's not the absence of saying no, it's actually saying yes and agreeing to having intercourse with someone. So it's important to note that actually pressuring or coercing someone into having sex with someone without consent is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone's under the influence, like I said before, of alcohol and drugs, it's really difficult to be able to assess whether or not they can adequately give consent.
Yep.
Everyone has the right to use condoms. So if you're having sex with someone and they say to you that they don't want to use a condom, it's okay to stop and to say no. So that's really important to recognise as well.
That raises a really good point as well. I think a lot of people don't maybe consider that consent can actually change during the act, can't it?
Yeah, so there's a really interesting YouTube clip talking about consent, saying it's sort of like having a cup of tea. You're going into someone's house and they invite you in for a cup of tea and you say, yeah, sure, and you go in and then they say, do you want a cup of tea? And you think, actually, I've changed my mind. You're not going to force a cup of tea down someone's throat. So it's exactly the same thing with sex, really. If you say no at any time, no means no.
Yeah.
And that's important to learn from a really early age. And I unfortunately see victims of sexual misconduct and sexual assault all too frequently in my work. And it's a real tragedy. And I think it's very easily preventable with education early on.
Absolutely. Look, it's a conversation we need to keep having and widening our understanding of what consent is, and also widening our understanding of STIs like gonorrhea. Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us on Fitter Happier on the Mag this morning.
Thanks very much, Chris.
That was Medical Director at Sexual Health Quarters, Dr. Rochelle Douglas, there speaking about gonorrhea, its testing and treatment, and the importance of consent.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.